Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today I'm going to be dealing with what I call doctrinal briefs on subjects that relate to the doctrine of salvation. Today's short message will be entitled, Except Ye Repent. The compromise of professing American Christianity has corrupted the minds of countless sinners from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Today's average confession of salvation consists of nothing more than a show of hands, filled out business cards, a walk down the aisle, repeat after me, prayer sessions, baptism, or church memberships. Crowd-pleasing pastors, preachers, deacons, and teachers have chosen the comfort of compromise over Christ, His cross, and His convictions, while sinners travel the road to hell. This kind of come as you are and live how you want philosophy continues to be promoted by sacrilegious superstars who reject repentance. Those who reject repentance have robbed themselves of the gift of God. Do you like being robbed? I don't think so. Folks, hell will burn you. Repentance is a gift from God. Acts chapter 5, verse 31 says, Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Acts 11, verse 18 states this, When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26 say this, In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Folks, a lot of this presentation is focused upon hell, and hell is Satan's frying pan. Repentance is a turning away from sin and a turning to God. Ezekiel 14:6 says this, Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Ezekiel 18 verses 30 through 32. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Well, wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. And folks, that turning is repentance. Acts chapter 26, verse 20 says this, But showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. If you don't repent and turn to the Lord, you're going to end up spending an eternity in hell where there is never-ending flames, never-ending pain, and never-ending torments. Okay, repentance is also a command of God. Proverbs 1, chapter 23 says, Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3 says this, Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says this, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repentance is a sorrowful change of heart towards God because of the sin that, and it will produce outward evidence that you have repented. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 11 state this: "Now rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter." Matthew chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." And that those fruits that are meet for repentance are evidence that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Okay, repentance is also required for salvation, folks. Luke 13, verse 3, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 5, verses 31 and 32 say this: "And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says this: "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Acts 20, verse 21 says this: "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." The question for you today: have you ever repented of your sins and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, you will perish in hell forever. Will you repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore as by man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4 state this: "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Luke 13:5 says this again: "I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, verse 14 follows it up and says that you cannot call upon the name of the Lord unless you have believed. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Folks, God loves you, and he wants to see everybody saved. God does not want to send anyone to hell, but he will if you do not repent and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. God's message is repent or burn. If you mean what you say, ask God. He will save you. Call out to Jesus today. Can I say this about, before we close out with this salvation brief, that God requires both faith and repentance for an individual to be saved. And faith is really is the seed, and repentance is the fruit of that seed. And that repentance that will be an evidence of your salvation is not a work of your flesh. It is a work of the indwelling Holy Ghost. And at the moment that you receive in faith, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Ghost comes into you to dwell in you permanently, and the Holy Ghost will work that repentance that is associated with salvation. If you have not repented, then you are not saved. And I would warn you to take a very close look and examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Thank you for joining us today.